弟兄姐妹，朋友们，早上好。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
我们翻开圣经。
Let's open our Bible.
我们先看几处圣经哈，马太福音。
Let's read a few scriptures. Gospel Book of Matthew.
二十四章。
Chapter 24.
这是主耶稣讲的一段话。
These are words of our Lord Jesus.
我发觉我眼睛也不好现在。
I find that my eyesight are not so good nowadays.
马太二十三七，二十四，三十七节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 37.
今天的题目是挪亚的日子。
The theme for this morning's sermon is the days of Noah.
这是主耶稣用的一句话。
And this is, these are the words of our Lord Jesus.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
挪亚的日子怎样？恩子，当洪水以前的日子，人照样吃喝嫁娶。直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也是这样，停这样。我们先停，我们就停在这。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 37 through 39. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be.
挪亚的日子。
The days of Noah.
主耶稣用这个话来提醒我们一些东西。
The Lord Jesus used these words to remind us of certain things.
圣经有几个很迷人的像故事一样可以讲述在我们生命当中。
The scripture has many attractive stories that can describe our lives.
挪亚的故事哈。
The story of Noah.
挪亚所记录的那一段日子。
The days of Noah that were recorded.
大概是我们所有孩子啊，如果长在教会有机会的话，他们都会接触到这个故事。
And if your children grow up in the church, then they are certain to be familiar with the story of Noah.
然而，这个故事在主耶稣的时代，他也用这个字“挪亚的日子”。
In the days of our Lord Jesus, he also used the words "the days of Noah."
因为他把那段日子哈讲到好像有一个界限，在挪亚那段时间的事情。在人子来的时候，人子要来，也要发生同样的事情。
It is as if he defined the boundaries to say that the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
那他在马太福音那里继续的形容挪亚的日子，那个界限在哪里呢？那个洪水来的时候。
And in the book of Matthew, he describes where these boundary lines are, and they are the days before the flood came.
所以我们每一次讲到挪亚的时候。
So every time we talk about Noah,
我们大概都会想到几件事情。
We always think of certain things.
你可以去抓一个孩子来问他挪亚最有名的是什么。
If you pick a child and you ask him, what is most famous about Noah?
大概所有的孩子都会讲挪亚有一个方舟。
Every child will say Noah has an ark.
但是主耶稣来的时候，他还提醒我们挪亚的日子是洪水以前。有一段时间。
But Lord Jesus came and reminds us that there were those days before the flood came.
然后他讲人照样的吃喝嫁娶。
And then he said those men they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
然后直到挪亚进方舟那日。
Until the day that Noah entered the ark.
然后洪水就来了。
And then the flood came.
我不知道我们现在吃不吃。喝不喝，嫁不嫁，娶不娶。
I don't know whether or not we are still eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage.
大概 你说后面两个还没到，或者是后面已经发生了，那前面两个呢？
And perhaps the latter two has either happened already or hasn't happened yet. But what about the former two?
单身的可能说后面那两个我没做。
Perhaps the single people would say that the latter two I have not done yet.
但是前面那两个呢？
But the first two.
你现在不做，你等一下还要做。
If you're not doing it now, you're going to do it later.
因为我们待会还要怎样？还要吃喝，对不对？
Because later on, we will be eating and drinking.
吃喝这个事情快不快乐？
Eating and drinking, is it a pleasure?
很快乐嘛，对不对？
It is a pleasure.
即使有时候煮的饭可能没有很熟，你还是很快乐，对不对？
Even if the rice is not fully cooked, you're still very happy.
有时候菜比较咸，你快不快乐？
And sometimes perhaps the dish is too salty.
你还是吃很多饭嘛，还是很快乐。
But you would just eat more rice, but you're still very happy.
有时候我们没有 juice, 喝白开水，你还是很快乐。
And sometimes we don't have juice, so you're just drinking plain water, but you're still happy.
是不是只有快乐的时候才吃喝呢？
Is it only that when you're happy, you're eating and drinking?
苦难的日子吃不吃喝？
In the days of sorrow, do you eat and drink?
还是要吃，还是要喝？
You still need to eat and you still need to drink.
那你说后面嫁娶呢？
And what about marrying and giving in marriage?
我们这里有几次婚礼哈。
And we've had many times we have had weddings here.
婚礼快不快乐？
Is wedding a joyful thing?
他们说婚礼只有一个人不快乐。
They said that in the wedding there's only one person who's not happy.
就是嫁女儿的爸爸。
And that is the father of the bride.
我不知道为什么原因啊。
I don't know why.
我不知道你爸爸难不难过。
I don't know whether or not your dad was
mad. 但是你知道困难的时候吃不吃喝嫁不嫁娶。
But when you're in the days of sorrow, do you eat, drink, marry, and give in marriage?
我爸爸父亲，我父亲认识一对在第二次世界大战结婚的夫妇。
My father knows a couple who got married during World War II.
他们说是患难的鸳鸯。
They say that they are a couple that are joined together in the days of sorrow.
他们在北京结了婚，逃到重庆去。
They were joined together in the days of persecution. They
他们是北京认识到重庆结婚，这样讲。
They got to know each other in Beijing, and then they got married in 重庆。
他们在打仗的时候很困难的时候，他们还是结婚。
And they got married even during the battle.
所以说，吃喝嫁娶是在我们人世当中一直做的一件事情。
So therefore, eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage are things that we continuously do in our life.
快乐时候做，难过的时候也继续做。
We do it when we're happy, and we continue to do it when we're sorrow.
甚至说，人类的历史就是一个吃喝嫁娶的历史，就在那里一直发生。
Or we can say that the history of men is a history of eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, that it continuously happens.
在那一段时间里面，不知不觉洪水来了。
And in those days, without noticing, the flood came.
洪水来了代表什么？
What does it represent when the flood came?
这些吃喝嫁娶都被冲掉。
And these eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage were all washed away.
人子来的时候，审判也是这样子。
And when the Son of Man comes, the judgment will be like this as well.
主耶稣在用这句话的时候，在警告我们这个世代。
When Lord Jesus used these words, he's warning us about this age.
神曾经用洪水审判过上个世代。
The Lord had once used the flood to judge the previous generation.
我们再看彼得前书那里。
Let us look at
彼得在讲挪亚的时候，他特别讲也讲了这一段。
And First Peter, he also used this story.
彼得前书三章二十节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 20。
只念一节哈。三章二十节，我们一起来念。就是从前在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候，不信从的人当时进入方舟，借着血的罪的波，只有八人。
Who once were disobedient when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah during the construction of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water.
挪亚的日子
The days of Noah
还有一段日子是在预备方舟的时候
There were days when he was preparing the construction of the ark.
挪亚在预备方舟,
Noah was preparing the ark.
神在怎样?
What is God doing?
神在容忍等待,
God was patiently waiting.
跟今天的日子像不像?
Is it like our days today?
神在怎样? 也在容忍等待,
and God is patiently waiting.
今天也像是一个世代在预备方舟一样,
and today it is also like the days of the days of preparing for the ark.
彼得在那里讲, 那一段时间, 上古那一段时间,
Peter said that during that previous age,
只有八个人得救,
only eight people were saved.
在那个洪水的审判里面, 所有的人都不信, 只有八个人得救,
in the judgment of the flood, all those people did not believe. Only eight persons were saved.
我们听到那话要非常的感谢主, 这个世代不止八个人得救,
when we hear these words, we have to be very thankful to the Lord, because in this age, more than eight people will be saved.
这里起码80个人吧,
at least here, there will be 80 people.
有多少个人得救?
How many people will be saved?
已经超过80人了, 8个人了,
it has already exceeded 8.
那彼得后书就继续讲这段时间,
and then 2 Peter continues to talk about this time.
彼得后书2章5节,
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 5,
继续在讲挪亚的日子,
continues to talk about the days of Noah.
神没有 5章, 彼得后书2章5节,
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 5,
彼得后书2章5节, 好，我们一起来, 神也没有宽容上古的世代, 曾叫洪水临到那不见前的世代, 却保护了传义道的挪亚一家, 八口,
and did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly.
这里讲到也是挪亚的日子,
and this also talks about the days of Noah.
挪亚做了一件事情,
Noah did one thing.
他做了传义道的挪亚, 你有没有看到?
He was a preacher of righteousness.
他在那里传一个公义的道,
he was preaching the words of righteousness.
几个人信主啊?
How many people believed in God?
连他自己八个人,
including himself, eight people.
有人说挪亚这个人, 他将近有100年的时间在预备方舟, 为什么只有8个人信主?
People say Noah had almost 100 years to prepare the ark. Why is it that only 8 people believed?
他会不会很难过啊?
Would he be very sad?
他觉得他传了半天, 我们传的话, 有谁信呢?
He would say that he did all this work to preach his words. Who would believe him?
读过挪亚方舟的故事人知道, 除了那8个人, 还哪些人得救了? 那个不是人吧?
Those who know the story of Noah know that other than these eight people,
结果动物被保存的竟然比人还这么多, 对不对?
Only the animals were preserved, and there were more of them than men.
今天是人比动物多, 还是动物比人多?
Today, do we have more men or more animals?
今天远远的神在地上的福音, 早就超过挪亚那时候所得救的人数。
Today, the gospel of the Lord on this earth has far exceeded the gospel in the days of Noah.
但是得救的人里面有多少人是因为的挪亚这个义道所得救?
But how many people are saved because of Noah's words of righteousness?
当时只有8个人得救, 好像看不到什么很大的果效, huh?
At the time, there were only 8 people. It seems to be not very effective.
但是那一辈子影响了后世。
But that life, those lives, had tremendous impact on later generations.
所以刚才讲了几个地方,都讲到挪亚的日子。
So all those passages that we just read all mention the days of Noah.
反映出什么东西?
What does it reflect?
人吃喝嫁娶那段日子。
The days when men were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
神在容忍等待。
God was patiently waiting.
等待什么?
What was he waiting for?
等待预备方舟。
Waiting for the ark to be prepared.
同时挪亚在做什么?
And at the same time, what was Noah doing?
挪亚在传义道。
Noah was preaching the words of righteousness.
我很喜欢希伯来书11章第7节那里所讲的。
I very much like the words in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7.
那里也讲到挪亚。
And there, it also mentioned Noah.
刚才讲的里面，他讲了更好的一个注释。
And there, it had an even better notation.
挪亚， 希伯来书11章第7节那里，我们一起来读好了。
Let's read it together. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7.
我们一起来。
By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
这一段基本上把挪亚的时代，挪亚所做的事都讲出来。These
words summarize the age of Noah and the things that he did.
那挪亚的日子在创世纪里面。 从第五章那里开始记录挪亚这个人。
In starting with Genesis chapter 5, it starts to record Noah as a person.
挪亚，如果跟我一起读创世纪的话，我们翻到创世纪5章那里。
If you want to read it with me, let's turn to Genesis chapter 5.
我们要了解挪亚是什么样的人。
If we want to know what kind of person Noah is.
因为在旧约里，新约里面这么被提醒挪亚。
Because in the New Testament, Noah is mentioned so many times.
在创世纪5章28节开始讲到挪亚的故事。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 28 starts to talk about the story of Noah.
在创世纪第5章那里，每一次你读到人的时候，他们都活得很久啊。
In Genesis chapter 5, every time it mentions someone, you see that they live for a very long time.
如果你发觉他活了700多年，他是比较短命的。
You'll see that if someone has lived for 700 plus years, then that's not a very long life.
平均都活900多岁。
On average, people live for about 900 years.
你看一个洪水, 人类损失多少生命啊?
So think about how many lives were ended with the flood.
神为什么要把人的生命减少那么多?
Why is it that God wants to reduce the life of men so much?
你知道今天我们看到有一些树木啊。
Today we see some trees.
你如果去西雅图去看一些很有名的红木哈。
If you go to Seattle and you look at some really famous redwood.
有些树木活得很久。
Some trees have lived for so long.
跟人一样，那时候的人一样，活好几百年、千年的。
And it's like the men at that time, they lived for 100, even 1,000 years.
挪亚的父亲。
Noah's father.
叫做拉麦。
Is named Lamech.
他在182岁的时候生了挪亚。
And when he was 182 years old, he gave birth to Noah.
如果你跳一下，拉麦活了777岁。
And if you jump a little bit, then Lamech lived for 775 years.
我很喜欢有时候就说用比例看好，如果他去掉一个零的话，他就是活77岁，所以18岁生了一个孩子叫挪亚，因为看起来比较舒服一点。
So to make it easy, I often just take off a zero to say that Lamech lived for 75 years, and when he was 18, he had begotten a son.
旧约你看这些名字，这些名字都有意思的。So
if you look at these names in the Old Testament, they all have meanings.
拉麦到底是什么意思？
So what does the word, what does the name Lamech mean?
拉麦的意思，它这些希伯来文这些以前的这些文字里面都有意思，就像我们这个中国人取名字都有意思的。
Just like the Chinese people, when we name people, there's meaning behind the name.
拉麦翻出来就是很强壮，很有力量，很 powerful，很壮。
Lamech means very powerful, full of strength.
可能像雷祖平那样壮的哈，这样壮的，像我这就是 weak。拉麦就是壮的。Lamech
means strong.
他生了一个儿子叫做挪亚。
He gave birth to a son named Noah.
他生了这个儿子的时候，他说：“一看了这个儿子，他说这个儿子必成为我们的操作，我们手中的劳苦，安慰我们。” 这操作劳苦是因为耶和华咒诅这地。
So when Noah was born, he said, "This one will give us rest from our work and from the toil of our hands arising from the ground which the Lord has cursed."
你生孩子的时候，你看着你的孩子，你看着你的孩子。
When you give birth to a child and when you look at this child,
你说 Nathan, 这是我的安慰。
You say, Nathan, this is my comfort.
我可以息了劳苦。
And you say, I can rest in my toy.
挪亚就是安息哈 ，rest， 我可以 rest。
Noah means rest.
挪亚的意思是说我得到安慰了。
Noah means the name Noah means that I've been comforted.
抱歉用你做一个例子，因为我孩子太大，我就算了。当一个小 baby 生出来的时候，你看到这个 baby 的时候，说某某某，你成为我的安慰。
When you look at the baby when they're first born, you say, "You have become my comfort."
这有可能哈。
That's possible.
因为怎么样，生了半天生不出来，生出来了，安慰我。
Because it was hard to give birth, and the child is finally here, so that gives us comfort.
但是你看了这个孩子，这个孩子会成为我的安息，你那时候就要考虑一下。
But when you look at this child and you say this child would become my rest, then you have to think about it.
你每天晚上三点钟、五点钟都起来，你看你 rest 吗？
If you're waking up 3 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock in the morning, see how restful that is.
你那个孩子就不成为你的 rest 嘛，对不对？
This child doesn't become your rest.
你生了一个孩子，你就更忙嘛。
Once you have a child, you're even busier.
甚至你就说这不是我的安慰了嘛。
And even you would say this is no longer my comfort.
但是挪亚生出来的时候，他的父亲那么强壮，那个父亲他说这孩子是成为我的安慰，成为我的安慰，我的安息。
But when Noah was born, his father, who was so strong, said, "This child is my comfort and my rest."
因为他父亲看到地受了神的咒诅。
Because his father saw that the land has been cursed by God.
因为他们知道人犯罪。
Because they knew that men has sinned.
人在罪中活得越久，越在罪中。
The longer men live in sin, the more sinful they are.
你如果没有救恩，你活到100岁，你也是活在罪里面。
Without salvation, if you live until 100, you're still living in sin.
你最后要死在罪里面。
And then in the end, you die in sin.
但是你如果有了救恩。
But if you have salvation,
你活的时间短，但是你活在神的恩典当中。
Even though you live for a shorter period of time, you're living in God's grace.
挪亚开始生长，没有太多的记录挪亚，但是只记录挪亚500岁的时候生了三个儿子。
There's not much about Noah growing up. It only records that when Noah was 500 years old, he had 3 sons.
挪亚那个时候的世代，在6章5节那里讲得很清楚，神看到地上都满了罪恶。
The days of Noah, it's clearly said in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, that the Lord saw the wickedness of men.
思想的都是恶。
That the Lord saw that the wickedness of men was great on earth, and that every intent of thought in his heart was only evil.
挪亚的世代，那个时候罪大恶极。
So the days of Noah was full of great evil.
神要审判那地。
The Lord wants to judge the earth.
但是挪亚是神所拣选的。
But Noah is the chosen one by God.
6章8节那里讲挪亚，只有挪亚。蒙了神的恩典。
And in Genesis chapter 6 verse 8 it says, "But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord."
他说挪亚是一个义人，是一个完全人，是一个与神同行的人。
It says that Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God.
在当时的世代是一个完全人。
At that age he was perfect, he was blameless.
蒙恩的人嘛。我们啊，基督徒们。
Us Christians, those of us who've been saved by grace.
你是不是一个蒙恩的人
？Are you someone who has received grace？
我们都愿意说我们是一个蒙恩的人。
We all want to say that we are people who have received grace.
我们都不太愿意讲说，我们没有蒙恩，我们都说我们是蒙恩的。
We all say that we've received blessings and grace.
我们愿意说，读了圣经，我们知道、啊、原来我们是一个义人。
And then after reading the scripture, we know that we are a righteous person.
但是我们每一次讲到我们是一个完全人，能够与神同行的时候，我们常常脑袋要想一想。
But we have to think about it if we want to say that we are blameless in God and walk with God.
我们能够是一个完全人，能够与神同行的人吗？
Can we be a blameless person who walks with God?
因为挪亚是那样的一个人,
because Noah is someone like that.
所以神要挪亚去造一个很有名的东西, 叫做方舟。
So because Noah is such a person, God wants him to build something very famous, the ark.
我要放一个小小的东西哈。
I want to play something.
我在play那个之前哈, 有吗? 什么是一个方舟?
What is an ark?
你看看我读这个方舟啊, 他说你用鸽飞木去造一个方舟啊, 要分一间一间的造。
He
然后呢, okay,
use gopher wood to build the ark and make the ark with rooms.
然后方舟是怎么造的? 要长300轴, 宽50轴, 高30轴。
He said, you shall make it so that the length of the ark is 300 cubits, its breadth 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits.
那方舟上面要开个洞啊。
And then in the ark, you should make a window.
然后方舟啊,要门要开在旁边啊,要放上中下三层啊。
And you have to set a door on the side and make it three decks.
放到第一张吧。 你把我要讲的都讲完了。方舟到底什么样子?
So what does the ark look like?
你知道我本身是学 engineer 的啊。
I originally studied engineering.
我每一次看到这些有尺寸有东西，我就很喜欢去查这些方舟里面到底是什么样子。
So whenever I see these measurements, I like to research and see exactly what does an ark look like.
第一个照片你看看有什么问题。
The first picture, what is the problem?
你读过圣经的话，你就知道这个问题很大嘛，对不对？
If you read the Bible, then you'll know that this is very problematic.
有时候我们读圣经解释出来的东西，有时候就像这样子。
Sometimes when we read the scripture, the explanation is like this.
但是这是一个很好的题材教导孩子，因为孩子一看，哇，方舟真漂亮，对不对？
But this is very good material for children because they look at the ark and they say, "Oh, the ark is so beautiful."
挪亚接到这个指示去造方舟的时候啊，
When Noah received these instructions to build the ark,
神虽然这样讲，其实复不复杂？
Even though God has said this, is it complicated?
很复杂啊。
It's very complicated.
你知道挪亚造了方舟，盖了100年啊。
You know, Noah took 100 years to build the ark.
但是我们有时候读读读，我们就把方舟这样画，觉得我们喜欢什么样，就把方舟画成什么样子。
But sometimes we read this and we draw the ark to whatever or to our own liking.
所以弟兄姐妹，我鼓励你每一个人要看圣经啊。
So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you, every single one of you should read the scripture. Because when you read the scripture, because when you read the scripture, then God, through His words in the scripture, can reveal to you what it's really like. Not to see some picture and have that as be the image of God.
这问题很大嘛，就不用讲。很多的问题在这张图片，但是这是一个题材，可以教小孩子说，方舟很大，在停在山上，我也不知道那是什么，就停在那里。But
it's very easy to use this material to teach children the beautiful ark resting on top of the mountain. But as our life grows,
我们读圣经。
And we read the Bible.
我们要把神的话真正读进去。
Then we have to really read and understand the word.
不是看个图片就觉得，哦，就是那样子。
Not just to see a picture and say that's it.
有时候一些弟兄，我们在解释圣经的时候，你不要觉得那个解释是完全正确的。
Sometimes when we explain the scripture, don't think that we're always correct.
我们再看下一张啊。Let's
look at the next picture.
下一张更有名的。The
next picture is even more famous.
他们读了这一段以后，他们就把这个情景画出来。
After they read these passages, they draw the image.
上次关个灯，让他们看得清楚啊。
Can we turn off the lights? Turn down the lights a little bit so that we can see the picture.
如果你看这段圣经，你再看这个图片的时候，你会发觉，哇，这个真不得了啊。
If you read these words and then you look at this picture, then you see that's amazing.
你看动物在开始排队了啊。
You see that animals are lining up.
挪亚在那边大概在传福音。
And Noah was perhaps preaching the gospel.
那里面的人很生动。
And the people there are very lively.
还有一个讲台。
And there's a podium.
那画的人也很有 imagination. 他那边放了几只羊嘛，哈。
And it's full of imagination. There's a group of lambs.
他画了七只羊啊,
There's seven lambs.
很属灵啊, 七只羊啊,
Very spiritual.
然后你发觉那动物, 两个排队上去,
and then you see the animals are lining up in pairs.
然后你看到那个挪亚还有一个台子, 那一个讲台好了,
and you see that Noah is standing on these steps like a podium.
他在传一个信息,
He's preaching the word.
他正在传信息的时候, 动物就开始排队进去,
and as he was preaching the words, the animals are lining up to go into the ark.
你看到一个是很大的神迹哈, 这个动物这样排队, 其实你看方舟的时候, 你会发觉动物乖乖的听的都进去,
so you see these animals lining up in such an orderly way, that's a miracle. But when you read the scripture, you see that the animals were very obedient.
谁不进去就是人不进去,
so who doesn't go in?
人就是不要那个救恩, 人就是不要进去,
men didn't want the salvation and they don't want to go in.
虽然这个也有一些这个方舟其实也不对, 画的也其实也不是很对哈,
but this ark, it's not that correct either.
因为我常常看这个时候, 因为我写很久经, 我说哇那个门能够开那样的门, 你知道那要多少大的力矩哈, 然后才把那个门关起来, 真的不得了,
and I say how much force, how much leverage you need in order to open up such a big door.
然后你看那个屋顶有多大, 那个屋顶不得了, 那个屋顶,
and you see that ceiling, how big is that?
这就是人 interpret 这段圣经的故事, 就把它放出一个 image 去解释,
but man interprets these words from scripture and produces this image.
好,再来一张啊, 再来一张,
and then the next scripture,
这张更离谱了, 对不对? 你不读圣经你就接受了这张对不对?
If you don't read the scripture, then you'll accept this image, but it's absurd.
你发觉什么最大的问题啊?
What is the biggest problem?
给我一个吧, 什么问题? 怎么大象跟长颈鹿跑出来了对不对?
The elephant and the giraffe, how come they're outside the ark?
那如果他能跑进来, 当初就没有装进去,
if they're outside, then they never made it in.
你去读圣经的时候,他这个animal是关进去,他出不来的。
If you read the scripture, then you'll know that the animals were went into the ark and they had to stay in there.
不要说后面长颈鹿,还有一些小的斑马都跑出来了。
And then there are these zebras in the back, so they also came out.
然后鸟在上面飞,还有两只鹦鹉在旁边,挂在那里。
And then you see the birds are also flying and there are birds on the side as well.
但是这一张 图片的时候，你看的时候，那个景象很吸引人，因为那个像是一个很可怕、很可怕的晚上，水很多啊，孤独的一个船在那里。But
when you look at this picture,
然后雨在下哈,
you see it pouring rain in the night and the ark being alone.
我有一次在一个地方哈，那晚上他们说晚上要去钓鱼哈，就弄了一个很小的船到那个海边去钓鱼。
I was once at a place where people wanted to go fishing at night, so we got a very small boat to go fishing along the ocean side.
吓死我了。
I was so scared.
没有亮光,
there was no light.
海是深黑黑的,
and the ocean was so dark.
其实审判是很可怕的一件事情。
Judgment is a very scary thing.
这图也有很多的问题啊。
This picture also has many problems.
我们再一张, 再一张。
Let's look at the next one.
这一张就把方舟的比例画出来了。This
picture draws how large the ark is.
我很喜欢这张图片。I
very much like this picture.
因为我是坐747来的。Because
I came to the U.S. on a 747.
你知道什么是747吗？哈。
Everyone knows what's a 747.
有坐船的来了没有？ 大概没有了哈。
Has anyone
坐船？哦，就一个坐船。
By boat.
那你大概坐过飞机回去吧，你回台湾，你再回去大概就坐飞机了，你就不坐船了嘛，对不对？坐船一定不得已嘛。你有看747多大啊？这个比例是比较正确的。This
scale is correct.
你看到那个大象长颈鹿比例了吧？
You see the scale of the elephant and the giraffe.
神给挪亚一个很大艰巨的任务哈。
God gave Noah a tremendous task.
不是挪亚信的神，神就把东西咚掉下来，你就进了方舟。挪亚要做很多的事情。
It is not that Noah believed in God and God just dropped the ark in front of him.
他要做,
Noah had to do a lot of work.
他要做一个很大的 box, 哈,
he had to build an enormous box.
方舟其实是一个 box, 一个大的盒子。
Ark is actually a huge box.
我们每一次讲到挪亚方舟, 我们中国人就喜欢, 你知道, 一家八口, 那个船的那个字就出来, 对不对? 他说那个就是船, 其实神做了一, 神要挪亚去做一个很大的 box。
So whenever we think about Ark, we think of a boat, but actually God wanted him to build a very large box.
那个坐船的话要有一个动力哦, 有个桨哦, 要控制方向, 他都没有。
If you want to build a boat, then you have to have Ark, you have to have something to roll with, but he had nothing.
这里面有一个比较不好, 就是他把恐龙画起来了。
So there's something bad about this picture, which is that it included dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, 我不知道他为什么觉得 dinosaur应该那么大啊。
I don't know why people felt like the dinosaur should be this size.
那你知道这个方舟的比例吗?
So you know the scale of the ark.
方舟的比例也有人很讲学问，然后三百五十、三十，这是有比例的，这有意思的。So
some people like to study the scale of the ark and the measurement, the 500 cubits, 300 cubits. But there's meaning behind it.
因为我读 engineer, 我常常也喜欢，哇，到底这是什么样的比例啊？
So because I study engineering, I like to see what kind of ratio that is.
有很多的意思在那里。
There are lots of meaning behind it.
但是我蛮喜欢有两个弟兄讲的。
But I like two brothers' explanation.
有一个弟兄他说他在造船厂。
So one brother said that he works for a shipping company.
A shipbuilding
company.
他说方舟的比例是今天很多很快的船的比例，很快的那个船的那个比例。
He said that the ratio of the scale of the ark is the same scale as the fast, really fast boats today.
因为它的宽跟它的长是1:6。
Because his width, the ratio between the length and the width is 6:1.
所以他说那个船可以跑得非常的快。
So therefore that boat can go really fast.
那我还喜欢另外一个弟兄他所讲的。
And I like another brother's explanation.
很抱歉，年长弟兄或者有些人。 就不要因为我这话好像觉得跌倒哈。I
hope my words don't stumble and become obstacles for elderly brothers and sisters.
他说人类的棺材是这个比例。And
he said that the coffin is this size.
哦，这很严肃的一句话哈。It's
a very serious word.
他说方舟其实像个棺材一样。He
said actually the ark is like a coffin.
这些人接受救恩的人。 等于是进入棺材。
These people who receive salvation, it's like they entered into a coffin.
要进入他的肉体的死亡里面。
They have to enter into the death of their flesh.
主耶稣也与我们同死。
And and Lord Jesus died with us.
你知道吗？这很有意思哦。想到棺材，他说方舟，他看到方舟，发觉很多棺材的比例跟方舟非常的接近。
And when he saw this, he said that the ratio, the measurement of many coffin is like this ark.
我想我时间快到了。
I think my time is almost up.
挪亚是一个很普通的人。
Noah is a very ordinary person.
神给他100年的时间,
God gave him 100 years to build an ark.
其实你看方舟的规模, 100年其实很赶工的。
If you look at the size of the ark, then 100 years is not a lot of time to build it. He has to build it room by room. He worked very hard on this. Because God had instructed him to do so.
圣经没有讲太多他怎么盖怎么做，他就是神怎么吩咐他做，他就这样做。
The scripture didn't describe a lot about how he built it. However, God instructed him, that's what he did.
我刚才讲过，挪亚的一生的寿命，如果你去看他寿命的话，他有950岁哦。挪亚活了950年。Noah
lived for 950 years.
他盖方舟盖了100年。And
he used 100 years to build the ark.
你知道，我刚才讲哦，你知道，如果100年跟950年比例起来。 大概多少时间?
So if you compare 10 years, if you compare 100 years to 950 years he lived, how long is 100 years?
如果你活到95岁,
if you live until 95,
你五十岁的时候，神要你做一个见证。
And when you're 50 years old, God wants you to be a testimony.
叫你持守那见证到六十岁。
And He wants you to hold that testimony until you're 60.
十年。
10 years.
持守一个见证。
To hold on to that testimony.
你在校园的时候，你四年，你持守一个见证在校园里面。
When you're on campus for 4 years, you hold on to that testimony.
你结婚有小孩子的时候，你小孩子四岁到六岁，你持守你父母作为父母的见证。
And when you have a child, from when your child is 4 to 6 years old, as parents, you hold on to that testimony.
人在神手中，如果神交代你做一件事情。
Men, in the hands of God, if God instructs you to do something,
你是蒙了很大的恩典。
You have received tremendous grace.
神有时候交代一段时间，那段时间是非常痛苦的。
Perhaps God has given you a period of time. That time is very is full of suffering.
说不定你在病榻当中。
Perhaps you were in illness.
年老的时候。
When you're old.
都是一段时间，一段时间就要过去。
It's a period of time. It's a set amount of time that will pass.
在你的生命的比例当中占一段时间。
In the time in your life, it takes up a portion.
我们生命如果有一段时间被神特别捡来做见证。
If in our life there's a period of time we are picked up by God to be His testimony.
不管是痛苦，不管是艰难，不管是喜乐，在那段时间为神做见证。
Whether it's joyful or sorrowful or suffering, if for that period of time we are God's testimony.
但是那一段见证对着以后别人身旁的人成为多人的祝福。
But that testimony for later generations, for people around us, becomes a very important testimony.
是何等宝贵。
How precious is that?
我们都是蒙恩的一群人。
We are all people who have received grace.
神有神的救法。
God has His way of saving.
进方舟只有一个门。
There's only one door to the ark.
救恩只有一个救法。
And there is only one way to have salvation.
主耶稣说他自己就是那唯一的道路。
And Lord Jesus says that he is the only way.
只有一个方法进方舟。
There's only one way to enter the ark.
只有一个方法得到救恩。
And there's only one way to receive salvation.
只要你用了那个方法，只要你接受那个主。
If you use that method, if you receive the Lord,
你就进到神的救恩里面去。
And then you enter into His salvation.
同样的，我们都像什么挪亚一样。
And same way, we are all like Noah.
神都可以交代我们一些事情，在我们的生命当中来做。
God can give us instruction, can tell us to do certain things in our lives.
你知道我为什么说我们其实跟挪亚很像？
You know, why do we say that we're very much like Noah?
挪亚一个人，他所做出来的事情。
Noah as a person, the things that he did,
影响了他一家人的得救。
He was able to affect his entire family's life.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们在神面前做见证。
We are testimonies before God.
影响我们周围的人。
It impacts people around us.
我相信神用这一点点话哈。
I believe that the Lord will use these words.
啊，时间到了。
The time is up.
我们一起祷告吧。
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we truly thank you. Because in this day and age, we are able to receive grace. We know that your words are unchanging.
主，当你要回来之前,
Lord, before you come back,
盼望教会被你预备好,
Lord, pray that the church will be prepared by you.
我们众人都能够活在你的面前。
That all of us can live before you.
我们都能够成为完全人。
That we can be blameless.
我们能够与神来同行。
And that we can walk with God.
我们能够接受主在我们身上的托付。
That we can receive what you have committed onto us.
主，我们知道我们极其的软弱。
Lord, we know how weak we are.
我们离开你，我们什么都没有。
Without you, we are nothing.
但是我们都是一群蒙你手中所捡回来的人。
But we have been chosen by you.
让我们的在地上的日子。
So that the days we have in this world.
我们多多分别给你。
We can be separated, consecrated for you.
让你的心在我们身上得到满足。
So that your heart can be satisfied on us.
主，愿着你 保守我们众人在地上的日子，等待你回来。
Lord, may you keep us all the days that we have in this world to wait for your coming.
愿我们周遭的人。
When people pray that people around us.
愿着我们在你面前能够做见证。
May we be testimonies before you.
我们也成为多人的祝福。
That we can become others' blessings.
主啊，谢谢你，我们感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
荣耀赞美归给你。
Lord, and glory and honor be unto you.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.